I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Everybody's in the house today. What is going on? Cappy's here. Shadano's here.
Laker game.
Are you going to the game?
I'm not going to the game.
You're not going to
the game? No. I got to be here Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm going.
Are you going?
Yeah.
I've seen Anthony Edwards before.
He's worth the price of admission.
Yeah. I'll be here when Steph plays on Sunday. I'm also working, as I mentioned, but I'll be here for that.
Cappy, you're going to be working the suite tonight?
I would say the suite, I'll be there. I'll probably stop by Hyde, even though George doesn't think it's cool. We do.
Oh, we do. No, it is cool.
We think it's cool.
Just you make it less cool. Is what I would say.
I don't know, man. I think I'm making it cooler.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? I'll work the suite a little bit.
Yep.
I'll probably work the pregame court a little.
Yeah.
Me and LeBron will make eye contact.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Give each other a little chest bump.
He's probably not going to be out there pregame if he's got a boot.
I love Cappy's his ideas that he's somehow connecting with guys like you and Pat Beverly were connecting.
Well, Brian Shaw went the Clippers. Gave him a head nod one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. You're almost in the league.
It was nice. It was
almost
nice.
Almost in the league.
It was nice.
It was one of those, like, what did you call it?
It was like, hey, big guy. Look, you know
but
what
it
mean?
Was kind of like, I think I know you.
I was like, who is that? I said, George, who is that?
And I said it was Brian Shaw.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, he knows me.
Yeah.
See, there's always this I'm in the league, I'm not in the league thing around here.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's better. Cappy, I've heard you make this case. I think it's better to not be in the league.
You can
say more if you're not in the league.
You can say more.
You can say more.
I definitely have told you that, and Ramona and I had this conversation with you, that there's probably only like 10 or 15% of what we actually know we actually say.
Correct.
Right.
So there's this.
But when we start leading like down the trail. Like, you know, when you leave, like, breadcrumbs?
Oh, leave breadcrumbs. You're saying it. You just have to decipher
it. Finagle it a little bit. Yeah.
So there's a book. Oh, this you know this whole Good Morning America thing where the girl slept with the guy and then they got fired?
No,
Amy
I don't
Rohrbach
know
or whatever?
No.
So they're paying her to not write a tell-all book.
Oh, that's smart.
Not
that's
write
smart.
A tell-all book.
How much?
I don't know the exact amount. Oh. I haven't seen the deal.
Tell-all on who?
About what's going on at ABC News and all this stuff. Apparently, there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, if you were to write a tell-all book, George, and you could tell everything, would it be a bestseller?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No question.
Would.
Yeah. No question.
Would.
Especially in this business.
Yeah, so you know a lot of stuff.
Especially in this business and then the intersections of, like, sports and all the stuff that happens. I just told you, people that actually work... Like
in the league.
Or whatever league. It doesn't have to be the NBA. Yeah. It could be any of these leagues. They know much more than what they actually tell people.
Right. That's what about you, Cappy? Do you have a tell-all book in you?
Oh, I've got a nice tell-all book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to tell?
Oh, I got a lot of good stories.
Do you?
Yeah.
Will you tell about who it is you were talking about the other day that you hate in the
probably
LA media?
I probably would write about this
now,
in the book.
Now, if I asked you a question, would you give me a yes or no on it? Not that I would say the actual person's name. But like a clue, if I asked for a clue, if I said, for example, does that person work on local television? Could you say yes or no?
I can.
And what would that be?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you've narrowed it down.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There's one person I'm totally pissed off at right now.
Oh,
person,
I think I know who it is.
Is this person black, white, Hispanic, Latino?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Male or female. Male or female.
Person,
yeah, I'd like to know
was
that.
Was this person male or female?
Mm-hmm. Three people want to know the same thing.
Yes.
Male?
I'm not going
to
say
is this person younger than 60?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh really?
Johnny knows. I
know. You know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Is it Jim Hill?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me? It's not Jim Hill.
Nobody does.
You got a problem with Jim Hill now?
No, yeah, I love Jim Hill.
Why don't you like Jim Hill?
I mean, you and Fugazaki had that problem with that basketball game.
Don't pin this on me. Yeah. Don't play my
game
on me.
I'm just kidding. Everybody loves Jim Hill.
Hey, Johnny, I want to talk to you about something I heard on the way up, you know, as I was driving up from South LA. So what's the name of this show on Netflix that you say is the number one show with female viewers?
Sex Life.
Sex Life. Has anybody else seen that?
No.
Sex Life?
Yeah.
So about a week ago or so.
Rachel's seen it, I guarantee.
Well, here's what happened. She and I got into bed one night and we were like, you know, let's find something maybe a little steamy on television to watch, you know. So we turned on Netflix and I typed in like adult movies. First thing that came up was this show.
Right.
Now you're telling the story about how this woman, she's really, really attractive. and she's into her ex-boyfriend, who's kind of a bad boy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But her husband's a good guy.
Right.
And the husband finds the like diary of the things she used to do with the other guy.
Right.
And it's turning on the husband, which is weird.
Right.
But he's freaking out because now he's following the bad guy around. Did you see the scene when they're
okay,
in the gym?
Scene, the scene you are about to mention,
yeah.
Every one of my wife's friends can tell you exactly what episode and exactly how many minutes into this
show it
Trust
is.
Trust me, dude. All girls know this.
Okay, so the guy, the husband, who's the kind of the nerdy guy,
gets
that?
Kind of obsessed with the yeah. old boyfriend.
Right, and so he's following him. So he walks into the gym where the guy's going to work out. He's pumping up, man. He's working out. Gets done, goes into the shower. It's just the two guys.
Yep.
So now the husband knows who the boyfriend is. The boyfriend doesn't seem to know who
okay,
the husband is.
Got it.
The husband is this little short guy, kind of ripped, but short.
Yeah.
The other guy's this super tall, good-looking model guy. When the good-looking model guy turns around, they focus down.
Full frontal?
And when I tell you down to his knee.
Really?
Okay, yeah. So now the
now,
husband.
And they get right. the shot of the husband's right. face, and he's like, are you kidding
right.
me?
So what she was writing about and what she was doing with this guy was with that. Whoa.
And by the way, every woman of a certain age knows exactly where to find that shower scene.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
dude.
It's a big running joke
so
with my
like
wife
big,
and all her
like
friends.
Is this like a big turn on for you and Rachel?
I bet you it got you in the mood.
She argued that it was not real. She said,
oh, by the way,
well, they do
you
those
know, you know what?
Prosthetic scenes
yeah.
all the
She's
time.
She's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I read about it.
Really?
She's right.
Because I've been in some locker rooms before where like, wow.
Yeah, both that scene and Mark Wahlberg at the end of Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Prosthetic.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything quite like what they portrayed in this show.
Right.
You should check this out.
I will.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You got to see this.
Michael, would you write a tell-all book? If you were to write a tell-all book, would it be a bestseller?
No,
do you know stuff?
No, because I never hung around those kind of teammates. When they were out partying and doing whatever, I was at home. And I was working.
Yeah, Michael's
out.
A dork.
I was. Yeah, I didn't go to clubs. I didn't go party. I wasn't like that at all. Even at 24, 23 years of age, I wasn't into that lifestyle.
Even though he kept that picture of himself in the wallet.
Right. Yeah.
Nerd crisis.
I mean, that's not partying.
That's a little. You were kind of a team nerd.
Yeah, I was kind of a nerd. I was a homebody. I was like that in my 20s. So I didn't like to go out.
So how'd Clay end up being Clay?
I don't know because his mother's the same way because we both like to just stay at home and stay out of the club life and the nightlife and I don't know what happened to my sons. Trace isn't like that, but my other two boys, they love that nightlife for a while. But I think they're outgrowing,
Clay has outgrown it now. But he had
for a while.
Early,
yep, they had a phase with going out to the
fun.
Clubs and stuff. And I would tell them, boys, ain't nothing in them clubs, man, for nothing to be proud of. You ain't gonna find no good woman in there because they all looking to play games
all
with
right,
y'all.
So
good woman for. Yeah.
So, Sedano, the other day, the Warriors, I sent this to Michael. The Warriors asked this question to all their players.
Yeah.
You have to, Liam, so I'm asking it to you.
Yeah.
All right. You have to leave your child with one of us to babysit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, your choice is Bergman, Mason, Michael, Cappy, or me. You get in a fix, and Ari and Mateo have to be watched for, let's say, half a day. You know, you're leaving at 10, you'll be back at 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Think about
and
this.
And say why you will not leave it with certain people, why
and,
you would leave it with certain people.
Yeah. And
go around
anyone
the room.
You ask will say yes. Mm-hmm. Who do you ask first?
We're ruling out Mason because, first of all, he doesn't love kids.
No, I
don't. And they're going to be eating person. Gummies.
Right. By the way, the answer for the Warriors was the worst person we would never ask is Clay because he would forget.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steph said he would forget an hour in that he's watching a baby.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so George, what's the answer?
Eliminate Mace.
So it's either Bergman, Jorge, Cappy, Michael, or me.
I mean, honestly, it would probably be any of you, but if I had to rank you, it would be Cappy last because he's the furthest away. Let's start with that. Like, I got to go all the way to San Diego? No, that's too much.
South
like, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
South.
So based on that, so Michael would be great, I feel like. Bergman would be solid, too. He also
Michael's
has a
also
daughter.
Far away.
He is far away.
Yeah.
John is the closest in proximity.
Right. So geographically, I've
but
taken
John,
the lead.
Yeah, John will be home. He'll be on a road trip.
Yeah, but, right.
Well,
but
plus, and by the way, you could
John
tell.
If John was home.
And George, you could tell Mateo and Aria right away. Pick any restaurant you want, because Ireland's not cooking.
Right, exactly.
I would take them to Boa.
Right, exactly. They'd be at Slay or Slay Italian or Tin Roof Bistro.
And Mateo loves Slay Italian.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it would be Ireland just based on proximity, and I know they're going to eat well.
See, I think Bergman would be good. I think Michael would be good.
Yeah, Michael would be good too.
Cappy, you would be down the list.
Really?
Yeah.
But just because of proximity or because you think that...
Rachel would get annoyed. Rachel would be like, really? We got to do this?
Right.
Like,
I don't know if you're...
She would.
You have a short attention span.
Yeah, true, but...
But he did raise four children.
Four kids.
You did.
Yeah. Four kids.
That's true. You did. Yeah.
So I've got a lot of experience. Yeah. You know what I mean? I know how to... put these little rascals into a little spin where they get tired and then they want to sleep all day.
Yeah. See, I would be the last.
But it's really Rachel. Like, Rachel would not want to have this at this point. We're supposed to go to brunch.
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
She's so past this.
Yeah.
Right. I am too.
MT would be good.
Oh, yeah. I'd be good for the kids.
Yeah. MT would be good.
Give them some good
food. If you were closer.
Yeah, they could.
If you didn't live 20 minutes away like Ireland does.
Michael has been trying to teach Roman how to putt.
Yeah.
So
did that today. Me and Mateo, I bought a putting green for them.
So Michael has a putting green in his backyard.
Yeah.
So he takes Roman down to the putting green. He puts the ball right next to the cup. And Roman has a club.
Yeah.
But he picks the ball up and throws it over the fence.
Yeah.
And Michael goes to him, waves his finger, and goes, Roman. No. And Roman Matumbo's Michael.
He does.
It goes right back at him. He goes, no. And he picks up another ball and throws it over the fence.
Who came up
with the name Roman?
Trace.
It's a great name.
Yeah,
well,
real strong.
Is he a fan of the soap opera Days of Our Lives?
No, probably Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about
that.
I do.
All right.
But the first Roman... Does anybody here watch Days of Our Lives?
I watched it in college.
Yeah,
I did not watch Days of Our Lives.
I mean, I guarantee you 1,000% we could find it today, and it's the exact same story it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But the main character was like Roman.
Is that the one with a guy named Snapper?
No, Snapper in Days of Our Lives.
My mom used to love Snapper. It was David Hasselhoff.
One
of those soap operas.
Roman and Bo and Hope.
Yeah, Bo and Hope.
Marlena.
Yeah, Marlena and John.
Yeah.
John Black.
Is Bo Peter Rickle? Do you guys know who that is?
I don't know what the real actor's name is.
Okay, so he's an actor that I used to live in this neighborhood with all these famous people.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so my mother-in-law comes over, and I've got, literally, Ridley Scott lives next door to me.
Mm.
Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond, who was like the number one show in the country, lives right across the street.
Wow.
Jon Favreau lives right across the street.
How early in their careers are these
Mike
people?
Mike White, who just invented White Lotus.
Right. But are these guys...
It is Peter Rickle.
Yeah, everybody is established.
Okay, gotcha.
The only person that made my mother had an impression on my mother-in-law was the guy
this
from
guy.
Days of Our Lives.
Peter Rickle.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
Really, that's him, huh?
Yeah, he lived in the neighborhood. He was walking his dog. I go, hey, man, what's going on? She goes, that's Bo.
Oh, really?
She couldn't speak.
You ever hang out with Jon Favreau in that neighborhood?
Our kids were the same age, so we would let the kids play.
Yeah.
But not well. I would say hi to him if it's
Yeah, no, he's a guy I would like to hang out with a little bit.
Shadano, you must have somebody.
Oh, my God.
You have somebody famous in your neighborhood, I'm guessing.
We have a lot of UFC fighters in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Really? We went to play pickleball the other day.
Yeah. As in yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. It was yesterday. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, and then you went to the track meet. How'd the track meet go?
Yeah, it didn't go so great. We had a handoff problem.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That happened.
Yeah, had a handoff problem.
To just double down on Cappy wanting to hang out with Favreau, Cappy loves two things, fame and money, right? Is that fair to say?
I like money more than fame.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, money way more.
But fame usually equates to money.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. But I mean,
we're playing pickleball, and these two older gentlemen finished playing on the court right before us, and they were sitting down there kind of they had a cooler, they brought a couple beers, and they were drinking, and then Beto asked them for a beer, as we were talking about yesterday. And Cappy is like, well, I'm not really interested in the beer. I'm interested in the transaction you guys were talking about, the business transaction.
Well, because they were sitting right.
Cappy needs a guy.
They were literally having business, and he's like overhearing them while
we're
playing.
Can't help that. I mean, I can't help.
So you're trying to,
get into
their business?
No, what happened was.
Get involved in it?
The gentleman was like, hey, Beto, where are you from? And Beto's like, I'm from Carson or whatever. And then
the guy grew up in Pedro.
And so they started talking, and they were like hermanos and whatever. And so he brings over this beer. And somehow the conversation was like, well, he's interested in the beer. And I said, yeah, I'm more interested in the transaction you guys are talking about. Because I didn't have a lot of interest in a beer in the middle of the day.
Right.
But they were sitting right by the court, and everything they were saying we could hear.
Were you trying to sell them something?
I could not hear a word they said.
Beto said the exact same thing. Beto was like, yeah, you mean the $100,000 deal that they were putting together? I'm like, yeah, that deal. Like, so Beto heard it all,
but
too.
But how are you going
to? I wasn't. I was just curious to know what they were talking about.
He's just nosy.
Yeah, that's nosy.
A little bit.
You're overhearing people.
But they were sitting right. There was nobody. There was me, Beto, George, and there were these two guys like sitting right there, and they were talking. You could hear every word they were saying. So I was like just kind of entering the conversation. That's all.
I was focused on playing pickleball.
Exactly.
How are you feeling today?
I feel fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can go right now. You want to go?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
I played yesterday.
We should do that. We should have like headsets on and like packs. Kind of like RF mics and stuff, like we do, like I do when I do sidelines.
Yeah,
and we should play while on the air one day.
Well, did you see the video I shot yesterday of Beto?
Like I'm holding. Is Bronstein still here?
Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did.
See, now you get like first person view.
I like that.
You did,
but seriously, we get packs. Like I do, like I have an IFB. These are my IFB, and then I put a pack on. And then we just have like the headset mics, like they do when like ESPN is on remote. We can get those. And let's just play.
So you're saying do the show.
Do the show one day. We play against each other.
Amanda, is this car chase still going on?
Yes.
Is this live?
Yeah, it is live. It is very much live.
Boy, this guy's kept it going for a while.
I don't run out of gas.
I don't know if you guys were, you probably weren't able to hear, but he's
shooting at the police.
He's shooting. And so there was this one point where he's going across. Well, they say he carjacked somebody, and then he shot at police.
Oh, he just hit a police car.
Okay.
Into the intersection. Yeah, the pole.
He's going to run.
He's going.
He's running.
He's got a Raider jersey on.
He's got a Charles Woodson jersey on.
Charles Woodson Raider jersey.
Yeah, he's running across the street.
He got no speed.
He's going across the median.
He's not too fast.
He's not fast at all.
Oh, he's going to try to get another car.
He's trying to carjack another car.
The other car locked their door. He doesn't have the gun, it seems like.
Looks like he's got a Dodger hat and a Charles Woodson jersey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Tackled him, took him down. Now three guys have tackled him.
Six guys.
Yeah.
Down he goes.
Yeah, they're beating him up now.
Yeah.
Well,
not too bad, though.
I have no issue with them beating up a guy who's shooting at him.
No, lock him down.
I was thinking the whole time while watching it, I was like, you know, if an Apache helicopter was following.
Yeah. By the way, that's in Harbor City, just so you know, and it's on Western in Harbor City.
Pat Harvey.
Yeah, an Apache helicopter.
People to know where they're at.
Just take it right out. You know, like, don't put anybody else in danger because, you know, there were a bunch of kids that were walking across.
So you think we should use an Apache helicopter?
Yeah.
Let's
take them out.
A drone.
What do you mean what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
This guy is giving up his rights.
That's right.
You know, when he's endangered other people.
You're right.
Right, but you want to shoot him from a helicopter like Airwolf.
Yeah, like in the military.
The collateral damage is pretty big.
I thought about that.
You got a missile.
Right, you got to wait until they're in a
that's
place.
That's how they got Soleimani, remember, from a drone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So who's playing tonight?
For the Lakers?
Like AD's playing.
AD's probably.
What about D'Angelo?
D'Angelo's out.
He's not. I thought he was going to play today.
No, he is already out.
Yeah.
They've already listed him as out.
So it's all AD.
No Towns. Is Gobert playing?
Gobert's playing. No Towns.
Yeah.
I say all Malik Beasley. Say all AD.
He's coming to shoot.
Malik. Just fire.
Former T-Wolves Malik Beasley.
No, that's right.
That's right. So he's got a little something on
him. Yeah. Just fire the ball.
All right. Hey, we're going to wrap.
Okay.
You guys have
see
a show
today. See you in 2 weeks, I guess, right?
Yeah, see you next week. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, late next week, right.
Yeah,
I'll send you that trade.
I'm not taking it. Okay. I won't even know about it.
All right. I'm going to text John when it happens.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Coming up next for you, Shedano and Cappy on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bam, ba dum bum, bing, ba da boop, doo, da da da, ba da ba, pick a doom, da da ba, bing, bing, bing,
bing. You don't do Taekwondo in the morning too?
Taekwondo is a good one. Yeah. People seem to really like that exercise routine yesterday.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Mm-hmm. I have gotten a lot of feedback, by the way.
Feedback
from people that want me to teach a step aerobics class.
Okay,
but it's been a long time, people.
I mean, you should do it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Now, then there's Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Laura. I want to move out of my mom's house. I want to be able to bring guys over and not have to introduce the guys to my mom and be told I'm disrespectful. I want my mom's cooking, but I want to live on my own. I am my own woman. You don't own me.
I mean, that's all facts.
Okay.
But now I've learned that some apartment complexes suck. Uh-huh. Just saying.
I mean, George, you got so upset when you parked and you got charged with the meter. You were so on fire that day, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Manhattan Beach.
Go do something, will you? I mean, go deal with this. She lives in a luxury apartment building.
Yeah.
She's working her ass off.
Yeah.
All right. There's no
Haven't
heat.
Have you lived in an apartment building before?
I have.
Okay. It happens sometimes.
There's no heat.
Yeah.
There's no hot water.
Well, I mean, do you pay an association fee or you pay rent?
I pay rent, but it includes
Do
all
they have
of,
an
like,
association fee? An I association think
they,
there?
Yeah.
They so, do. Like, the owners, like, somebody sublets it to you.
Oh, no. It's a whole.
The building?
Yeah.
The building rents it to you.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you are entitled. You have renter's rights.
It's so, like. So there's another person that works here that lives in those apartment complexes, too. Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Matt Burke.
Oh, all right.
And he...
See how she just gives it up immediately and you tell me I'm not telling you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. He talks about it. We've said it before. It's not a big deal. And he hates it, too. He's like, dude, they suck you in because of what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they sell you on this luxury thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it sucks. Like, I have... And I also think because I'm moving out, they just don't care.
Oh, they're like, forget her.
But
give
I'm like,
the
screw
cold water.
You. I paid you rent.
Mm-hmm.
At least give me my hot water for
sure.
Or
nah.
If you're going to do like...
So wait, each unit doesn't have like a water heater?
It does. I think like mine's messed up or whatever. So today when I called, they're open at a certain time, whatever. I get a call back. She's like, oh, yeah. We're going to put this on a high priority list. Of course, it's BS.
Mm-hmm.
So I call her before work and I'm like, hey, I came to the apartment just to check if the water was good,
right?
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, let me put you on hold. 30 minutes later, she's like, I'm going to have to call you back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, I go to work right now.
Come on,
like,
girl. Do better. Tell her.
If you thought that was bad,
yeah.
My apartment complex this morning, they towed my car.
No, for what? Wait, which one? New sled?
Yep.
Whoa. New sled.
So I would be furious.
I'm furious. And so I've been driving my old car because I need to reset the mileage on it so I can get an e-check. Because you know when like you get an e-check and then they like test it at AutoZone, they reset something.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway.
You have to drive it for like a couple hundred miles.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So I haven't been down to where my spot is. I go down there today and my car's gone. And I'm freaking out thinking somebody stole my car. And
oh
so
my God,
I
would love for somebody to steal my car. That would be amazing. All right,
why? Why would that be amazing?
No,
that
would be great. Get
I'm
a new
glad.
Car.
I'm glad that it was only towed and not stolen. I was freaking out.
All right.
Well, so I park in the guest garage because my assigned parking space has like a pipe above it where there's like this corroded water that drips on it whenever it rains.
Yeah.
So they said whenever it rains, I'm allowed to park in the guest parking garage. Well, we got like a new courtesy patrol person. And they decided that since I was a tenant, they were going to call and have my car towed.
Well, but they shouldn't, if you're a tenant, shouldn't they call you first?
Yeah, they need to call you first.
They should. And so I just got off the phone with them and they said, we're so sorry. Won't you please send us the bill once you get your car out and we'll reimburse you for it. We're so sorry.
Right.
And they're like apologetic, but still I have to go pay for it
right,
to get it
but
out.
Also here's the problem with tow truck people is that they don't care about your car.
Right.
They don't.
So they're going to mount that thing and something, if something is busted after that, get him Ronnie on the phone. Seriously. Ronnie on the phone.
First
right
of
now.
All, you got
we're going to talk to him about both these things.
You got a mall cop situation where the guy decides, you know what? I'm a tough guy. I don't like that you're parked there. I'm towing you. Then you got the tow truck guy, which George is bringing up. Then you got your time. If it's $350 or $400 for the tow, you got to add on every minute. That and bill them for your time.
It's
God, I'm pissed
it's
today.
$350 today, and if they're closed at 6, which we don't get off the air till 6, so I have to go get it tomorrow. Which now it's going to be like it's $68 more dollars, so it's going to be $400 something tomorrow.
$418, yeah.
Boy, you see what happened
it
here?
Sucks.
All I did is tell you to do something. You didn't do anything. Now we got both of these guys with craziness.
Why are you blaming me? What did I do?
Because if you would have handled the first problem,
I didn't even know that it had happened.
Oh.
Like, listen,
you're just learning about this?
Yes.
Oh my God, where you been?
Not on social media?
I'm the type of person, like, I can hold my own. But I also, like, my mom's like, if you go guns blazing, they're not going to do anything, right? But I'm like, if you aren't a little, I was about to say a bad word, you know, to them, it's like they don't do anything. So I'm like, it's just like, ugh.
You got to be tough.
Call him Ronnie. I'm not even joking.
You got
to
be tough.
He actually has offered to help me because they left me smelling gas for a week at my apartment complex where they switched over my gas stove that didn't work for a month and my fridge.
Yeah, you should. You have a. You may have a case.
And I'm like, he's like, I can help you.
Call him Ronnie. All right. But in the meantime,
if he's too busy, I can help.
In the meantime, can Ronnie? Well, Ronnie wouldn't want to help the Clippers, I was going to say, but now that I think about it.
No, he don't want to help them.
The Clippers may have a big problem on their hands.
What do you mean may?
Yeah.
What do you mean may have a big problem?
And I don't think it's all just Russ, by the way.
No, it's not just Russ. It's the mistake that they made thinking we could get him to be the Russ we need him to be. There's only one Russ. The one Russ is all about Russ, you know? And whether it's his poor play or he's playing great, he's still all about him. Like, his whole game is about him. And, you know, if you're Paul George, it's kind of like a football coach, George. You know, football coaches go, hey, that guy's got problems with another team. Give him to me. I could fix him. No problem. Mm-hmm. Paul George, same thing. I played with him. I know. I can work with him. He went in from a sixth man kind of player with the Lakers to instantly starting, like as if he's some solution guy.
Right.
You were saying that he needs to play like 20 minutes a night. What, you see what the number of minutes he's playing?
Well, he played 25 minutes in Denver. So, but I didn't see what he played the rest of the. I haven't seen what he played the rest of the nights.
You should look.
Okay, I will. How about that?
Yeah, the only reason I said you should look is because I don't know, like, off the
you
top
also
of my head.
Don't know.
No,
off the
I think
top
it's like
head.
37 minutes. So, but the point is. You should look and let me know.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I mean, you're saying it's not just Russ. So
he
tell
played
me.
28 last night.
Okay. Well, yeah. You said he should play 20.
20 to 25, I said.
Okay. Well, he went 3 over your 25.
I mean, that's still roughly
that's
around.
That's 8
same.
Over 20.
It's still close enough.
All right. Well, the point is, he's a bigger piece of the team than you expected or anybody would have expected.
Or what I think is best for everyone involved. But the other problem is this, okay?
Let me hear.
This is a team in the Clippers who already has had continuity issues. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's fair.
Right. Where their guys,
I mean, I'm not Jerry West, but I think it's fair.
Their guys have been in and out of the lineup a ton, right? They've added new pieces a ton of times over the last couple of years. It feels like they haven't had a long stretch of time after the bubble, honestly. Post-bubble, there's been very little time of they've had real continuity mm-hmm. on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some the year after the bubble, and then Kawhi got hurt mm-hmm. in the playoffs. Remember, right. he got hurt yeah. in Utah. So
and then didn't play.
Right, and then didn't play at all last year, right? Start and played sparingly this year up until recently.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had very little continuity. Paul George has been in and out of the lineup. Mm-hmm. They've added pieces like Norman Powell. Then he got hurt. Then he had to come back in, right? Then they just made this trade. Forget about Russ. They brought in Mason Plumlee. Sorry, not Miles Plumlee. Wrong brother. They brought in Bones Highland, who's barely played,
mm-hmm.
And they brought in Eric Gordon. So they have all these new pieces already added to a team that doesn't already have the continuity necessary to add new pieces.
And then throw Russ on top of that mixture.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is part of their big problem. So, I'll get more to them on the other side, because I do want to get to the Lakers tonight and their matchup against Minnesota.
Big game.
But we
big.
Got Jacob and Ronnie on the line. 844-24-JACOB, all right? Call Jacob.com. Jacob, we've got a problem here. The girls have an issue, okay? So I'm going to let them explain each of their issues, and then we will quickly go through this here because we only have like 3 or 4 minutes here. So Laura, explain briefly your situation to Jacob.
Okay, so Jacob actually has heard about my issues.
Okay.
The one thing is that they left me with a gas leak with my appliances for a week.
Right.
I didn't have a heater for a month and a half. I didn't have appliances for a month and a half, and now I don't have hot water.
Right, and you pay monthly rent every
yes.
month in one of these
on
luxury
time
apartments
or before.
Across the street, basically.
Yep. Jacob, yes. let's yep. get her money back.
Jacob, does she have beef? Does she have a case?
Absolutely. Of course she does. And we talked about this when I was in the studio, mm-hmm. you know, a few weeks back. I mean, I think the most important thing in these situations is that, you know, her apartment is considered unhabitable. And how are you going to pay rent when, you know, the apartment is not even, you know, habitable? You can't live like a, you know, a normal person that's paying rent.
Right.
And, you know, we spoke before and I said, you got to document this stuff. And at some point when you don't have any of these things, you may potentially even be able to go to a hotel and make them pay for it. Because how are you going to live in an apartment with no water, no heat? You know, we're not living in the old ages.
Right.
Right. And by the way, these are supposedly like these luxury apartments right. in downtown.
But no water, no heat,
no hot water,
and a
yeah.
gas leak. Okay. Mm-hmm. For real. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, the gas leak is, yeah, the gas
dangerous.
Leak is where it gets scary.
Yeah.
You yeah.
know, because that right there is when, you know, the gas leak comes. You don't know whether the, you know, what comes from it is going to occur now. Is it something that you're going to deal with down the line? You know, those are the type of things that's not acceptable. I mean, you got to be able to get out of there. They have to evacuate if there's a gas leak. They need to bring somebody in order to check the air, make sure that it's safe for them to even be there.
Oh, let's get them.
You know, all the other stuff, which is the most basic aspects of living in an apartment, they can't, you know, they can't take that away from you and still expect you to be paying rent.
And you paid them.
Right, you should be docking them rent at the very least.
You paid them this month?
Yeah, you paid them. That's fine. All right, now, Lindsay's not as dangerous by any stretch of the imagination, but super annoying if I were her, too.
All right, listen to this.
Go ahead, Lindsay, quickly.
So they mistakenly towed my car from the guest parking garage after giving me permission to park there. And they said, oh, we're so sorry. You can just go pick your car up and send us the bill. We'll reimburse you for it. But the guys are saying that, like, they're going to, you know, the tow companies, they don't care about
my car. Right, so this is my thing about the tow company doesn't care about your car. And I know plenty of people who've had their cars towed, and then the car has major problems after the fact. So if she ends up having major problems with the car after the fact, it's a car she just bought. Does she have a case if indeed that scenario plays out?
Well, of course. I mean, I think we're talking about two different things, right? So when we're talking about Laura, obviously, even if you've already paid, I want to finish that. If you already paid rent, you know, you still make a claim and you deduct it next month, try to work it out with them. And if they don't, then just talk to me and we'll come up with how to deal with it.
Boom.
So that's that.
Yeah, but there's only one problem with that. She's moving out.
Yeah, my lease is up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll discuss that too. There's always ways to get your money back. But, when we're dealing with Lindsay, in your case, absolutely. The most important part of it is documentation, right? If a problem occurs and you end up having other problems that comes from that first mistake, based on the fact that the car was towed, then absolutely. Because the tow truck companies, you can't get anything out of them. That's like a mafia.
Yeah.
You walk in there, unless you pay, they literally ignore you, and then they kick you out. But if it's a mistake that occurred based on your apartment complex, that actually is somebody that you can go after. And basically, if you can prove that but for your car getting towed, but your car, you know, getting towed to a place like that, there wouldn't have been issues, whether it's mechanical or whether it's body damage or anything, it wouldn't have occurred. That would be the first person I would go after.
Yeah, the apartment complex.
I mean, we're getting somebody. I tell you that right now.
We're getting
them. I'll make sure I take pictures and double check my car. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought to do that, so thank you.
Hey, Jacob,
first
are you going to the game tonight?
You even take your car. I'm not going to be there. I'm actually coaching my son's basketball team right now.
Right now?
We have a game this afternoon.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got the call over, I have a bunch of fourth graders, and they all see, oh, ESPN LA. So they're all giggling. I have to walk away.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, Jacob, thank you so much. 844-24-JACOB, our guy Jacob. Visit him online at calljacob.com. Whenever we need something, we know we can go to you, pal. Thank you so much. Have a great time coaching tonight.
Right now.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Coaching right now, George.
Yeah, right now. Yes, I know. Yes, tonight.
Right now. There's no tomorrow.
No Sammy.
Right now.
No Sammy. Even Be Real was like, no, David Lee Roth.
Yeah, but it's just, listen, Be Real and I need to probably go to Cabo Wabo together.
Yeah.
You know? And
but
get
Be
ourselves.
Real's an actual musician.
I understand.
Yeah.
But if I took him to see Sammy style, I think he'd change his mind. I feel pretty confident of that.
Yeah. Coming up next, let's finish this Russ conversation. Also, Draymond Green said something fascinating about Russ last night.
Loved it.
We'll get into that. Stephen A's ripping the Clippers.
Love that.
LeBron, the latest on LeBron, and also something looming for the Lakers, which is not good either. We'll get to all that coming up next.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's get away for another day. Come on now.
I think Janet's coming to Yamava.
Is she?
I think so.
I'm going to take you for an escapade.
I'm going to have to double check that.
Escapade. We'll have a good time.
Nice. Way to hit that high note.
Yeah, we leave your worries behind.
Hey.
Well, you could be mine.
Are you wearing an R2-D2 t-shirt?
I am.
I just noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an R2-D2 fan?
I like Star Wars. Some people may say I'm dressed like a Jedi right now with this sweater I got. I got the cardigan on. It's just black. It's not like, it's not like the bluish white thing that Shannon Sharpe had on.
I know. When you said like, and then you had that like moment where you were like trying to decide Shannon Sharpe, blue, white. I was like, I'm just going to sit here and watch you work. Watch the eyes turn, you know,
yeah,
watch the
wheels.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out what the color right. It was because it was like blue and white, right? Yeah.
So you're not going to go to the Laker game tonight?
No.
Neither is Jacob.
I gotta be there on Sunday.
So what? You're here.
No, I gotta go home. I got opening day tomorrow.
Oh, opening day.
It's early day, long day.
Opening day of Little League, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about here? Give me a scouting report.
I don't know. I think it's just opening day. There's no game schedule because everything got pushed back because of the storm last week.
Okay. Now, are you somebody who will be on the field with the team?
I'm driving in the little parade thing.
In the
Lightning that Honest Abe from Fullerton Ford gave me.
Okay. Yeah. And are you familiar with the pledge?
I'm not familiar with the pledge.
The Little League pledge. No. You need to learn this.
Why do I need to learn it? I'm not playing Little League.
No, but like I think all moms and dads and kids, everybody's going to learn it. And you should be standing there on like the first baseline or the third baseline. You should be giving the pledge. Everybody does it together. It's part of Little League.
Mm.
Never heard of the pledge?
No.
Yeah.
What is it?
Here it goes. It goes like this. It goes, I trust in God. And then everybody goes, I trust in God. I love my country.
I love my country.
And I will respect its laws.
I will respect its laws.
I will play fair.
I'll play fair.
And strive to win.
And strive to win.
But win or lose.
But win or lose.
I'll always do my best.
I'll always do my best.
And then somebody goes, play ball.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. It's over. We're done. We got it.
See? Now you know the Little League pledge.
There you have it.
Don't you feel good?
Sure.
Got to know that stuff, Dad.
Yeah, I guess.
You have no idea. I am so jealous that you are going to a Little League game tomorrow.
Yeah.
That I might actually come to the Little League
game.
No
game, I just told you. Just the opening day
parade. I don't care, man. I miss it. When I drive by the Little League fields that my kids played on, I jones out to coach. And then I think people are going to think that I'm some creeper, that I'm coaching a Little League team when I don't have a kid playing.
Yeah.
But I loved Little League. Loved it.
I'm going to be, I was like an assistant coach on Aria's basketball team this year, and I coached whenever I was available because of my schedule and travel schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of patience needed for that.
Yeah.
And I just don't know at this stage of my life if I have that.
Yeah,
patience.
I've made a lot of kids cry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
But I yelled at them.
Yeah.
Because like I thought that they were like grownups.
Because I'm good with like little kids. I mean, listen, I taught little kids martial arts for years.
Taekwondo,
not Taekwondo, but yes. So I have a set of patience, but I feel like team sports, individual sports is easier. I feel like it's one-on-one, right? Like even though there's a class, like you can kind of work on one at a time.
Yeah.
But like a team sport where everybody can be running around, like that's, I don't have that.
No, you don't have that?
Yeah. That's not in my scope.
And Mateo, he's in, is this T-ball?
T-ball. Yeah.
Okay, dude. When he gets the coach pitch, I had this assistant. Well,
he's ready right now.
Yeah, I was an assistant coach on a coach pitch team because I coached all the way through. And I remember the head coach did two things. And he would tell everybody on the team, I don't care if you like it or you don't like it. I'm doing it because I'm the head coach. First, he would pitch to his kid like 35 pitches.
Right.
So his kid would stand there in the batter's box, hysterical crying.
Right.
I can't hit the ball. I suck. I'm no good. Right. And the dad would go, be quiet. And keep your eye on the ball. And he just keep throwing to him and throwing to him. And the rest of us are all like, all right already.
Yeah,
give the kid first base.
Yeah.
Then he would
cut
take
him
his,
some slack.
Then he would take his other kid, who's about 3 years younger,
right,
and he'd go, I'm pitching to him too. And we're like, but he's not even on the team. But he's like, I'm the head coach. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was very weird.
See, this is also why I try to stay out of it too.
No, this is why you get into it.
No.
So that you don't let psychos like this do this kind of stuff.
No, I'm okay. I just let the kids do what they want.
Yeah, you're going to be okay until your kid's not playing.
Nah, he's fine.
Yeah, then you're going to see.
If he's not playing, that's fine.
All right.
He's going to, we'll find somewhere else where he can play.
All right.
He's good.
I understand. I mean, is he a projected first round pick right now or what?
I mean, he definitely can hit the ball more than anyone else on his team.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's scout these little punks out.
I mean, they're only four.
Oh. Well, I mean, the way you said he's good. I mean, let's scout these.
I mean,
little,
he can hit the ball.
These little four-year-olds.
He doesn't even need the tee. I can pitch to him and he'll hit it.
I understand that.
So,
but they won't allow that. This is tee ball.
No, it's tee ball. That's fine, but that's even better.
Yeah, this is tee ball. Yeah. He may be advanced for his age, but they're not going to give him the chance to play with the six-year-olds.
No, but you've seen him. He could probably. I mean, physically.
I mean, first of all, the guy's 6'2".
Yeah.
I mean, he's a four-year-old. Yeah, he's a four-year-old kid. He's 6'2", 225 pounds.
Right.
This guy's ready to play linebacker next to Ray Lewis.
Yeah. You actually said left tackle the other day.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's going to grow into that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get back to the Clippers.
Okay.
So Draymond Green was asked yesterday about their game plan against Russell Westbrook. And he basically, without, you know, he didn't go as far as to say, quote unquote, mind games, although the reporter, Kareth Burke, did a great job of asking him that follow-up.
Great question.
And here's how this all went down about how they were playing against Russ last night as the Clippers collapsed.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, that's the game plan. Coach texted me last night, and yesterday, he sent me a text like, man, you were great last night. And then he hinted at that would be the game plan. And so I'm like, ah, okay, like, this would be interesting. And then we went through it this morning and shoot around and, you know, try to get everybody to grasp the concept. You know, it's very easy to, and we did it a few times, it's very easy when a guy is sagging off like that, when a guy catches you, just rotate to him, you know, and we didn't want to do that. And I think, you know, the game plan worked for us tonight. You know, we got Russ to miss some shots, but I think when you have a game plan like that, even more so, you know, I know everyone will always judge Russ' jump shot, but what that does to you mentally is tough. And I think, you know, it was more so the mental than his shot. He's been shooting the ball well. I think he's shooting a three, like at 33 or 34%.
Okay, wait a second. There's more to it. There's like this next part, though, where the reporter does ask him this question.
Are you playing mind games with him?
Right.
Right.
And he says, and I think Draymond, by the way, for as much as he's controversial and as much as I hated the fact that he punched his teammate early in the season, you know, and as much as he's a guy who doesn't stop yapping on the floor, like he's a super thoughtful guy, you know?
Oh, he's really important to what they do.
Oh, no doubt. But what I'm saying is, like, to listen to him at a press conference explain what they're doing, it's not like he's trying to hide it. He's kind of putting it out there for you.
Right.
And the reporter follows up by saying, are you saying that you were playing mind games with him? And it was like, Draymond was like, I don't know that I'd call it mind games, but think about it like this. When nobody's guarding you, you're taught in basketball, shoot
the shot.
Right.
You have an open shot, shoot it.
You're open, shoot. He goes, well, he's wide open, and he's not shooting. You know, he's not shooting, Russ. So I thought it was super interesting to hear Draymond say, we stayed so far away from him because in his own mind, he's thinking to himself, well, if they're not even going to guard me, I must not be able to make shots.
Right. Right. It screws with your head. I mean, they are playing mind games.
Yeah, of course.
Even though he didn't want to say it.
Of course.
Because he wants to be respectful.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, it's a good mind game.
Yeah.
It's good coaching.
Yeah. Then there's the Lakers situation. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So LeBron is out. He's in a boot at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
20 days and counting.
Yeah.
20 days till the reevaluation.
Right.
Yesterday was 3 weeks.
Correct.
Today, 20 days.
Correct.
I'm in countdown mode.
So Dennis Schroeder was like talking about, like, you know, without LeBron and AD, like, he can play like he plays when he's in on the German team, right? Like when he plays for his national team or when he's played overseas, where he's the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes the decisions. And, you know, that worked against OKC. And I think maybe that can work occasionally here or there. I don't know if that's something that can be a recipe for success the entire time, but really it's their only chance at the moment, although AD's supposed to play today, so there's at least that.
But
he's got to get the ball to AD anyway. Like, he is the conduit to all of this now.
Right, because here's the thing. You were saying earlier in the week, you got to get D'Angelo Russell back to play with Anthony Davis.
Right, the pick and roll combination. Although, and I said that day, I said Schroeder can do a pretty good job of it, but he's not as good as D'Angelo at that.
But he's fully capable, number one. And number two, here's the thing. I've been saying to you this entire time, now Anthony Davis needs to put this team and this entire organization and the fan base, he needs to put everybody on his shoulders and be the leader of this team, right? That's what I've been preaching, right? Well, guess what? A guy like Dennis Schroeder, I'm not saying that he's like a longtime Laker and therefore he's one of their leaders, but this is his second iteration with the Lakers, and he has become a very important piece to all of this. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Dennis Schroeder, like Anthony Davis, needs to even step it up more. Listen, I think Malik Beasley, I would just keep giving that guy the ball and tell him, as Coach Ham did when he was all mic'd up.
Right.
Yo, man, that's why you're here,
fam. Let it fly, bro.
Right, let it go.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to lose.
Right.
But you got to win this game tonight, because when you look at where Minnesota is in the standings and when you look at their record, this is an opportunity for the Lakers to get a win, and then both the Lakers and the Timberwolves would have the same number of losses, meaning you would just be taking those little baby steps to get yourself in position. They got to win this game tonight.
Well, especially because Steph is probably coming back on Sunday.
Which, you know, you're making it sound like just because Steph's back in his first game, be prepared for him to drop 50 on you and
lose.
Well,
I don't know about drop 50, but I would say that, you know, it certainly makes the Warriors better than they are. I mean, they're adding an MVP to the
I understand,
discussion.
And we saw them destroy the Clippers last night.
Right.
So look, knowing that...
And they're playing defense for the first time this season.
Look, one game at a time, George, okay? I know I sound like I'm at a press conference and I'm a coach. One game at a time. Win tonight.
You really do miss Little League.
You see what I'm saying to you? I miss having this audience of kids.
Good for you. Before we get to Slee in the next segment, Slee on the spot. Oh, come on now.
One in love before. To you, baby.
It's
true. By the way, Canadian bacon, isn't it just ham?
I guess. I mean... Let me ask you, other than at McDonald's for an Egg McMuffin, where else do you get Canadian bacon?
The store.
Yeah. Oh, really? You do?
Yeah.
So, like, you buy it and it says Canadian bacon on it?
Yeah, I bought it before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does your stove work in your apartment?
I mean, after, like, I hounded them for, like, a month and a half, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried that, like, the whole place is going to blow because of the gas leak?
That's actually why they had to, like, put in a new one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, other than an Egg McMuffin, I don't really use Canadian bacon. As a matter of fact, I haven't had an Egg McMuffin in a really long time.
Me neither.
Sounds good.
Egg McMuffin, not terrible.
No, sounds really good right now. Does McDonald's serve breakfast all day?
Because
if they did, an Egg McMuffin would sound fire right now.
I don't know if that's the case.
I would go buck.
Yeah, you would go buck?
On an Egg McMuffin right about now.
Mm. Well, Slee's here. Oh. I don't know. Slee, you like Egg McMuffins?
Yeah, back in the day, the takedown. I was more anytime I went to McDonald's, I would typically get the Big Mac. That was kind of my bread and butter.
Well, but breakfast?
Order.
There's
However,
no Big Mac for breakfast, though.
No, not for breakfast. Yeah, not for breakfast. I'm just saying, usually I would go, wouldn't really go for breakfast, but Big Mac was usually the order.
Yeah, but a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin is also fire, just to be clear.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's a good order, too.
By the way, let me just finish something here on Draymond. Yeah. People in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust saying Draymond, low key, an evil genius. Low key used properly there.
High key.
They want to know what my thoughts are on Dylan Brooks said about Draymond that if he's on another team, no one knows who he is. I would say that's complete nonsense, is what I would say. Because I remember having conversations with people around that draft, like, and even within a couple years after that, like multiple teams telling me that were good teams that were like, we wanted to try to draft him. We were just kind of, you know, in the draft, all these teams, they play chicken with each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, we got this guy on our board here, so we don't want to take him higher than we have to. So he was definitely like an early second round guy that people felt had some upside. So that's nonsense.
But his personality would be his personality on any team.
Right. And if he's, it helps that he's on a good team.
Right. And they've won a bunch of championships and he's a big part of that.
He is a big part
of that. And so that's why he's a star. Well,
Dylan Brooks just wants to be Draymond in the worst way possible, except Draymond didn't have to dress like Stone Cold Steve Austin to do it.
Well, George,
on top of that, too, he does play for the Golden State Warriors, and he does have those championships. So it's irrelevant to say, well, if he didn't, I mean, we could have that conversation with anybody. I don't think that makes any sense.
I would agree. I think that circumstance is arguably, there's a lot of talented players in every sport, and that circumstance dictates a lot of how you're perceived, basically. Because if you fall, look, we talk a lot on this show about Derek Carr. His brother David
if you want to go back to like watching college quarterbacks, and I saw him play at Fresno State, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, that guy is incredible.
Right.
And then he goes to an expansion team and gets sacked 6,000 times for the first couple years of his career, and it just ruins him.
But so, on the other hand, the flip side to that is like a guy like Trent Dilfer is a Super Bowl champion quarterback with a great defense.
Right.
A guy like Brad Johnson is a Super Bowl champion quarterback with a great defense.
And Keyshawn.
Right. So those guys, you know, they were in the right environment. So it gets us back to this game tonight, though, Slee. Let me ask you, you know, I've put everything on AD, but I'm willing to share that responsibility now. We were just talking about Dennis Schroeder. I like Malik Beasley. I mean, they got to win this game tonight, and it's got to be a full team effort. That's not really a question. It's more of a statement. Pick it up, Slee.
No, I think that's they got an interesting weekend. It's actually, I don't want to try to hype it up too much like I'm a hype man, but it really is a critical weekend for the Lakers. And Sunday against the Warriors, if Steph comes back, which it looks like he's going to, that's a really tough game, which I think adds more importance to this game against Minnesota. I get when everybody says, AD's got to carry the Lakers, and AD's got to do this. I'm not saying he doesn't have to do that. I'm not saying that he shouldn't carry the Lakers, but it's everybody. I mean, Vanderbilt should have a good game tonight. Okay, if it's not Vanderbilt, can Austin Reeves and Dennis Schroeder have big contributions? Okay, how about Lonnie Walker? How about Mo Bamba? I don't think, if there's one thing I learned from watching Anthony Davis night in and night out for X amount of years as a Laker, he can't really do it on his own. And that's okay. That's just kind of the player that he is. That doesn't mean he can't go off for 35 and 15 tonight, but he's going to need some help. So I don't think it's just on him, even though he's got to have a great night as well.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. This needs to be the collective at this point, even though he is the best player, right? You expect him to have a big game. And look, he should take Gobert to school tonight if he plays. But again, because he can play on the outside and Gobert, that's where he tends to struggle, and then he can take him off the dribble. But let's get back a little bit to what we were talking about with Draymond, sort of, because we were talking to start the show about the Clippers' miserable run here over the last couple of days and their 0-4 stretch since they made the trade and added Russ. Well, not a trade, but they added Russ to the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So Draymond was asked yesterday, one of the questions he was asked about was about how they game planned against Russ. And it was basically to give him room, let him shoot. And the follow-up question, which I'm going to let you hear by Kareth Burke, who does a phenomenal job. What she asked was basically, well, are you playing mind games if that's the game plan with him? And here's what Draymond said.
Well, not necessarily get in his head, but it'll make you think, for sure. Because you're open every play. And you're taught in basketball, you're open, take the shot. But if you're open every play, you kind of start questioning yourself. And so I thought we did a good job executing.
So, I mean, he's basically saying he's denying they're doing mind games, but in essence, they are kind of doing mind games.
They're saying, beat us.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead, shoot, beat us. If you make shots, we'll come defend you.
Right.
Mind games, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this on just listening to that clip alone. If you're any defense, and we saw it because Russ was with the Lakers for a year and a half, it's a good defensive possession if Russ has taken a jumper. It is. Like, it. There's just no other way to put it. Russ took 12 shots yesterday. Do you know how many shots Kawhi took? He took 12. They both took the same amount of shots. Russ took 5 threes yesterday. Kawhi took 3. And if you're a defense out there, I do think you're looking at Russ, and I don't think it's a big shock or anything, and I love Draymond kind of putting it that way. It is kind of. He is so open in some of those. I didn't watch the entire game, but just looking at some of the highlights, how much space Draymond was giving him, it is as disrespectful as a basketball defensive possession as you can have, and it's also the right defensive play. So he's right on everything he said, and they're going to take their chances, and that's the part. Kawhi was 8 of 12. Russ was 3 of 12, and they're saying every time they shoot, that every time Russ shoots, they're saying to themselves, sounds good. We'll take our chances with that.
We should just all take a pause here for a second and pump the brakes and appreciate the moment that we are in right now. Remember this, right? The Lakers were going to get rid of Russ. When that conversation began, there were little chirpings. Who would want him? Where would he end up? And the Clippers started to become a team that people were talking about. We were saying at the time, before Russ even got traded,
Wouldn't it be awesome if Russ goes to the Clippers and then infects their locker room the way he infected the Lakers locker room? Guys, we got what we wanted. I mean, we get to continue to watch this go down. If he were in Utah, you talk about disappearing. He's across the hall. This is actually great drama.
It's kind of funny, Cap, because I thought when they got him, I did actually think like, all right, that's a better fit there than it would ever be with the Lakers. What I didn't know they were going to do is they're accommodating so much to him. I mean, he's playing basically 30 minutes a game. They just threw him in the starting lineup.
Right.
I know they kind of just use him here and there when they need to, but George, I don't know if you're surprised, but I didn't think they would accommodate so much to him where he's not only a starter, but he's getting real starter minutes too.
Dude, he's a starter, and the other night he was appealing to everybody to be the sixth man of the year for what he did for the Lakers.
Look, I thought like you, and I do still think in theory it could be a better fit than it was for the Lakers because he's not a necessity where based on his salary he was a necessity for the Lakers. What I would also add is if he plays in that 25-minute range, I think that he's better off for them. Which he, you know, he kind of sort of was occasionally doing here, but not really. And I think that my biggest thing with the Clippers, what I told Cappy, was this is a team that already lacks continuity. And not only did they add Russ, but they're adding Eric Gordon and Plumlee. Now, Plumlee's played great. No one can deny that. Bones Highland, but he's not even playing. Like, they've added a bunch of pieces to a team that already lacked continuity. I think that is, to me, the bigger issue. It's not solely on Russ. I just think that plays a factor in it.
Crazy too is they're I think at Sacramento tonight, and I know this. We'll see what happens. There's still a lot of games.
Yeah,
left,
that's a big game tonight.
It's a big game, and you know, just like it is a big game for the Lakers. There's only a 2-game separation between the Lakers and the Clippers coming into tonight, which is, you know, let's just say if you'd have told me that before the break that you'd be 2 weeks in and they would be that close to each other, I would have.
I think we lost him.
Really? We just lost Slee.
Yeah.
Wow, that's too bad. He seemed like he was on a good roll.
Yeah, it's
okay. Seemed like he had a solid answer.
Well, you know, we had to break anyway. So, you know, unfortunately.
That's the end of Slee.
Fortuitous. No more Slee on the spot. I was going to ask about pickleball yesterday because supposedly they practiced. But
oh, I would have liked to have known that.
We could have. Oh, okay. Hold on.
I mean, a little scouting.
All right, let's just finish with this because I got like 30 seconds here. Did you practice pickleball yet this week?
Bro, we played yesterday. It was me, AK, Jorge, and Berg. Not going to lie, guys, that's a fun freaking sport. And practice, yes, I did practice, but I was just kind of trying to figure it out as I go. Fun sport. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if – I know Travis and I are going to play soon, but I'm going to try to get there a couple times before we play.
Okay, fair enough. Do you feel confident or no?
Confident, no. Just because I got to imagine we're all kind of on a similar page here. We're all.
What do you mean? Like who? Like you and me and George? Like you mean like and Andy Kamenetsky and like you mean like all of us? Like you're including George and me in that same lumped in group?
Are you guys? You guys tell me. Have you guys been playing well before?
No, we've played only a couple times, but we had a really good run yesterday.
We think we're really good, actually.
I know about really good.
No, really,
he's always
good.
More overconfident than he needs to be. But I would say we had a really good run yesterday. I'm feeling. I'm getting to the confident area where we're going to be pretty solid.
Yeah. Watch my videos from yesterday.
Okay. Kirk and DeMarco, you guys are playing them.
Oh,
how do you guys feel?
We're going to destroy them.
I actually feel much better about playing them now than I would have before yesterday.
We're going to eat their lunch. Okay. Believe me.
Yeah. I actually told Tommy if they get eliminated and we get eliminated because we're in different brackets, that we want to play. We want to challenge them to a loser leaves town match.
Right.
For the BMF belt, the baddest mother bleeper.
That's a good idea right there. I got it. But to feel the confidence you guys are feeling, I need like another couple of weeks of actually playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I think you could get there, Slee.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, George. We will find out.
Hey, what time's this Golden State game on Sunday?
12:30 tip.
Okay. Because I got to plan my pickleball around that game.
Well, you can listen to Slee in the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then listen to me on ESPN Radio call the game.
Okay.
There you go.
No offense to John and Michael, but you can catch them way more often than I actually call games.
Okay.
And then you can listen to Slee's post game.
All right.
That's how you're going to do it.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Slee. We'll see you tonight at the game, man.
All right, Slee.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
See you, pal. You're listening to KSBN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena. I might as well give the ID because we're way over the break, so at least I did that. All right, we're back in 2 minutes.